no question entitlements have to be addressed. And there's no question that Social Security has got an issue. But I, too, agree that Social Security should not be privatized. Social Security is a sound system. The issue is that Congress looted the bank for Social Security. It has a $5.3 trillion shortfall that's going to come due about 20 years from now because there's only IOUs in there. But it's not a thing that is insurmountable. As a matter of fact, it floors me that Congress has not been able to address this because the Senate has come up with a very sound approach. It's just none of them get together to vote on it. You know, it's a couple of, it's a little bit of medicine, but it isn't too bad. Let me give you two instances. The $5.3 trillion shortfall, which comes due in a couple of 25 years, can be solved if you took the retirement age from 67 to 68. That would take care of almost 70% of it. If you took another and you took the cost of living increases that Social Security projects, and you reduce them by 1%, which doesn't sound so terrible to me, even though I hate to make up for bad politicians, that would solve the shortfall. Two simple things. Now, nobody says, I don't want to work another year, but the fact is, we all were asleep at the switch when people were looting the till. And they did it. It's just like the state of Rhode Island. We've got the same issues with unfunded pension liabilities and everything else. We have suffered from politicians who have been stealing our money. I mean, it's that simple. And we're waking up to it, and I hope we get action this fall with everybody getting to the ballot box. But if we don't, we're going to suffer the same fate. So whether it's entitlements in the form of Social Security or Medicaid or Medicare, yeah, hey, all these programs are actuarially sound when they're set up, as long as you don't steal the money that's supposed to be paid out to the beneficiary. And we have, so the issue is one of trust. That we got to get these people out of there and replace them with somebody who's committed to doing the right thing for people.